Welcome once again to the Pinstripe Alley podcast, the podcast that is clean as a whistle, not on any steroids. Well, Andrew might be, maybe. I don't know. Andrew, are you juicing?
Maybe.
Are you using?
On the Frosted Flakes.
I need a second opinion.
Yes. Clearly, we will be talking about the A-Rod situation. I don't even know what to call it anymore. Situation, debacle, chaotic cluster. Anyway, I'm your host, Greg Kirkland, and I'll be giving you a raise. Well, my name is I'm giving you a raise. I don't know if I will be actually giving you a raise. I hope so. That was the purpose of the name. With me are my steroid-juicing cohorts, Tanya, Andrew, and, oh, the biggest juicer of all, Jason. Where are we at now? We've gone from Monday, Ryan Braun basically saying, yeah, I'll accept the suspension this entire year. Feel free to pay me the money you owe me, and I'll keep my contract. Thank you very much. And now we're on A-Rod hired, or A-Rod's fake doctor has viewed him as able to play on Friday, but the doctor might not exist, but he might have went on WFAN simply to get 15 minutes of fame. And where are we at now? Anyone? I've lost track.
But do we know that it was the actual doctor who went on WFAN, or did this person, like, capture the doctor and throw him into a ditch and assumed his identity?
Where's
because
the doctor?
I mean, I can't confirm that it was him.
I can't confirm anything.
Did you know you can just, like, did you know you can just buy lab coats?
He probably just bought one on the internet through the real guy in, like, a hole somewhere.
Well, I don't understand what's going on here. Like, is he actually a doctor, and did he actually examine Alex Rodriguez or even just look at the test results, or was he just, like,
he just looked
at
the MRI.
Okay.
Sounds like it wasn't anything, like, super formal, but
mm-hmm. Like, he said that he asked A-Rod if he was hurting anywhere, and A-Rod said no, and he was like, well, if you had a quad strain, it would hurt, so I don't think you have a quad strain.
Analysis.
Yay, doctor.
Science.
Yeah.
Waffles, you just blinded me with science.
I know.
So basically this guy, if he wasn't paid to do this, he did this to get publicity.
Oh, he said that. He said that for his 15 minutes of fame.
So he could, like, drum up interest for his own doctoring as someone who says, you don't have a quad strain because you don't have pain.
Nothing says advertising, you know, medical profession, like fake analysis just to get it on the air.
Oh, yeah. Like, hey, I'm a doctor. You should use me as a doctor, but I don't really do doctor things.
Like, how are you a doctor and on your Wednesday afternoon you're like, all right, I'm going to call up Mike Francesa and, I'm a doctor. And I'm willing to tell you that A-Rod's not hurt, so, like, can you get me on the air in 10?
I'll also sing your theme for you.
What is this guy's life that he was willing to do that?
Well, like, did he just, like, randomly call up Francesa, like, on his show? Or, like, was it a planned thing? Like, he was like, hey,
planned,
I'll be calling in?
Like,
oh, okay.
He
like, I thought maybe he was just like a... Okay. Just like, if he just called, it's like, hey, I'm a doctor. Let's talk to A-Rod that one time. Like, talk to him. Like, I'm legit.
At this point, I think that is legit to what's going on in this cluster bunt.
Yes. Cluster bunt.
Yes, this is one giant cluster bunt. I mean, obviously, now we're, I mean, yesterday or Tuesday, it was a lifetime ban. So,
yeah, I forgot that was a thing.
I know, you almost forget that sort of thing happened after all the craziness that came out today, that yesterday we were discussing a lifetime ban because the evidence against A-Rod is far greater than what they had against Braun.
Well, also, you know that Cashman's pissed off because he kept calling him Mr. Rodriguez. That's how you know you done messed up.
Formal names, people.
Short of calling him Alexander Emmanuel Rodriguez, like, in the press release, that's pretty much...
Or that fuck.
So, yeah, lifetime ban. So, yeah, lifetime ban.
I don't think it'll happen.
Oh, of course it won't happen.
But wait. We're saying a lot of things won't happen, and they seem to be happening.
That's true. Like, never say never.
Ryan Braun will never be suspended. Oh, wait.
Well, I don't think anybody ever said that he wouldn't be suspended.
Pretty serious. Like, it's never happened before, except for steroid use. I mean, I think the argument why they're considering it is because of the alleged or supposed when he tried to buy the documents, and that really doesn't look good, buying the evidence against you.
Does cast some negative light.
Sure, but I mean, like, it just, MLB did the same thing.
Well, I mean, they would say that they wanted to buy the documents to prosecute wrongdoing, whereas A-Rod wanted to buy the documents to hide his wrongdoing.
Well,
so.
do we know his motivation? Maybe he was, like, vigilante justicing
himself.
And Braun. Maybe he was trying to bring down Braun.
As what, Batman?
Yes. A-Rod is Batman.
He was using his Bruce Wayne funds to buy the evidence.
We don't know that. He could be secretly Batman or Mr. Med or something.
He's the hero we need, but not the one we deserve.
He's not. Right now, we don't need or deserve him.
But, you know, it's very confusing of what the Yankees are trying to do, because, you know, you got Randy Levine saying, like, the Yankees need Alex Rodriguez, like, they need him badly, and now they're, like, trying to get rid of him, and maybe they're keeping him on the DL, and maybe they're trying to avoid his contract, and now they might suspend him because he broke the collective bargaining agreement. And then, because he went on the air with some hack doctor to undermine the team. Like, if the Yankees really need him, why are they worried about suspending him? Like, I know that the contract is a big deal and they want to get rid of it. Sure, that's fine. But, like, they also need him to play baseball for them, because otherwise they're not going to make the playoffs. Like, they need offense. And Alex Rodriguez would be a upgrade over anyone the Yankees have right now at third base.
Cluster bunt.
Indeed.
Well, I guess there are really two ways you can take it. You know, the Yankees are playing it safe because they don't want him to come back and then instantly end up hurt again like everybody else. Or they don't want him to come back internally until his suspension is handed down, and, you know, at least to the media, they say all the right things about, oh, we need A-Rod, but they're, you know, keeping him away. Like, I don't know, but A-Rod was the one who said he was hurt. Now he's saying he's not hurt. They're still not letting him play. I don't know how to...
Makes zero sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
Nothing makes sense in this.
And you really can't, like, you know, figure out who's telling the truth and who has sinister motivations. And because, like, do you really trust either one of them at this point? Like,
no. I don't know. I don't know who I trust more. I mean, like, I feel like Alex Rodriguez, up until this whole suspension thing, it seemed like Alex Rodriguez just wants to play baseball. That's fine. Now it seems like, you know, Ryan Braun getting suspended, A-Rod's apparently going to be suspended in a couple weeks. You know, now it's like, he's trying to save himself, whatever. And then the Yankees are, like, lying. To, like, do something. I don't know what. I don't know what their end game is.
I don't know. But like I said in the post, like, neither side is going to come out of this looking good, because either the Yankees are lying and A-Rod has kind of expose that, or, you know, their players are so distrusting of them that they are going behind their backs and hiring shady individuals to hop on WFAN and contradict them. I mean, either way, it's
and look
really awful.
Clusterbunt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I said, like, I've been posting constantly, it's only Wednesday. As soon as the Braun thing was announced, I knew this was going to be a week to remember, and so far it certainly is that, and it's only Wednesday. So I expect to wake up tomorrow and see more craziness. That's where we've gotten.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
And as I said earlier, it's like, let's not pretend that, like, a lifetime ban would be the worst thing for the Yankees. It would probably be ridiculously unfair and won't happen. But getting out of the contracts would free up a lot of money.
Getting out of that A-Rod deal would allow them to pay for this big monster contract that Cano is going to get and free up resources for other players down the line. I mean, it probably won't happen, but it would really be good for the team if, for some miracle, it did.
It wouldn't
Everyone in baseball would be so pissed.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
God.
Well, the fact that this happened or the fact that we got out of it?
The fact that the Yankees would get out of that contract.
You're right. I didn't even think about it. That would really be a kick to the gut to all those teams who thought that this contract would debilitate us.
Oh, yeah, and the players' union would explode.
Yeah.
Would they? I mean, I'm not so sure.
Would they? Yeah, I was just thinking that.
I think they would. I know that a lot of people, like, a lot of players are now coming out, like, very anti-steroid and whatnot. But as a union, like, I think they're going to go strongly against, like, you know, being able to void a contract.
But it wouldn't be voiding a contract. It would be the punishment for his involvement in steroids would be a lifetime ban.
True. Oh, okay. So if it's banned, then yeah. I thought maybe it was just, you know, just voiding the contract.
Oh, yeah. No. We're talking about, like, ban.
Okay, so let me pose this to you. One of the punishments that kind of came up as a possibility, not a likely one, but a possibility, was a 500-game ban.
What does that mean?
Would effectively take him...
It's 2017, wouldn't
to
it?
To pretty much the end of his deal. It's not a lifetime ban, so maybe it's not as, you know, chest-puffy, we gotcha, ha-ha, but...
Chest-puffy?
500 games would effectively get the Yankees off the hook for the rest of that deal.
You know what would be the funniest thing after that? You know what would make me laugh and then cry?
What?
If the Yankees signed him to another contract.
Oh, God, don't even.
A 5-year deal?
With a vesting option.
Yeah. That would be so Yankees. But, that would be essentially, like, 3 or 4 years or something?
Yeah.
Of not being able to do anything? Yeah, that seems...
Where'd that figure even come
from? Very far-fetched, but...
Where'd that figure even come from, 500 games?
I believe it was the players' union director. He said that suspensions could be anywhere from 5 games to 500 games. I just thought that was kind of a random figure, and it got me thinking that a 500-game suspension would kind of take A-Rod through the end of his deal.
I think they just like the number 5.
I'm sure that, you know, they do, but I was just... Because he brought it up kind of specifically, I was thinking, you know,
but yeah,
that would mean.
Would that free up... That wouldn't free up the money, though. So.
Yeah, it would.
Oh, it would?
They don't have to pay him while he's suspended.
Yeah, but, like, the Brewers don't have to pay Braun for the rest of the year.
Right.
I still love that in this ultimate deal Braun took, he still pretty much winds up on top.
Oh, yeah.
He still has... He saved money. It's a lost season for the Brewers, and he signed until 2021, right?
Yeah, but he's kind of now like the hated face of the franchise.
He was going to be anyway.
Signed the Brewers are
not happy about him.
Yeah, like he's not A-Rod territory, but he's like, you know, the face of the franchise that they gave this huge contract to because he was good and they thought he was clean, and now he's not, and he's kind of publicly shamed himself and the organization. I can't think that they're happy about that.
Probably not. I wouldn't be. Unless, here's the thing, though. If he helps them win a World Series, I think it washes away what he did.
Yeah.
I don't know. People still hate A-Rod.
I heard on Twitter that people were at the Brewers game with a Braun jersey that was already altered in some way to say, instead of Braun, it said it's fraud. So that's how serious people take their steroid creative. Baseball.
That is creative.
Yeah, that can be done. Although the turning the N into a D would be the...
I don't know how they did it. I don't know. I didn't get details.
I mean, you could... The F, you know, the F to the B to the F is easily. You just, you know, white out the lower B part. And
sure.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can't imagine, like, you know, finding out that your franchise player... Like, okay, say Derek Jeter got suspended, and then you're going to the game a day later. The only jersey I have is a Derek Jeter jersey. I don't think... One, I might not wear it. And two, I'm not going to deface the jersey.
Well, you shouldn't be changing the name on the jersey because it should have no name to
begin with. Yes, of course, yes. Well, it has a 2. I'm not going to put a 22 on there.
Well, that just makes no sense. I always said, though, if it was ever announced that Jeter roided up, I think it would do a lot of harm to baseball because Jeter was the face of baseball for years. I mean, they still go to him and talk to him even about this crap when he's not even playing.
Oh, man, he's got some great quotes going on.
Yeah.
Like, he just doesn't care at all.
No.
He's like, what do you think about Alfonso Soriano, and he's like, I gotta be honest with you, I don't watch many Cubs games. I don't even watch our games.
Jeter doesn't like watching
It probably
baseball.
Depresses him. Well, it probably depresses him because he should be playing it, not watching it. I mean, I remember back in the day, he used to get antsy when he was, like, sitting and resting or just a slight, like, sprain or something. He wanted to, and, like, Torrey took him out of the game. It was like, I'd rather be out there playing. I'm not just discussing intangibles because Jeter is Jeter, but I'm just saying I just remember those stories from back
then.
Yeah, but
I don't know. Is that attitude really commendable? I mean, if you're hurt, you're hurt.
Well, he said him anyway. That's not. I'm not saying.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't listen to Jeter.
Well, they
I've knocked Torrey for many things. He's not that stupid.
They listened to him the other day, and he's gone. Where is he? Like, hey, I'm fine. Okay, sure, we'll cut your rehab assignment short.
Well, I guess we should, when you mentioned Soriano, so we should probably take a break from A-Rod and talk about the potential Soriano trade. Yay.
Right-handed power.
Yeah, like, at this point, he would be our third best hitter.
Isn't that really sad?
You can't really complain about that.
I can complain about that. It's sad.
You can complain that it's sad, but you can't complain that, like, the Yankees need him.
You're not the boss of me.
Yeah, well, who are they going to give up for him?
No one.
If they're going to give up no one, fine, do it.
I mean, they were looking at Chase Whitley and Joel De La Cruz. Like,
who?
I've never even heard of that guy.
Exactly. You wouldn't miss him if he was gone.
You know who I would miss? Dante Pichette Jr.
Well,
hey.
Yeah. Wouldn't we all?
Hey.
We wouldn't be able to make fun of him anymore.
There's always room. There's always room for Dante Pichette.
Just make fun of him from afar.
Flirting
Don't make
jokes.
Fun of Andrew Brackman.
That guy.
That's right, he was on our team.
I try to forget about his existence.
But yeah, like...
Rack that out of your memory?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
They're not giving up anybody that would matter.
No, I mean, if it's... Obviously, if there's no cost to it, they should obviously do it. Obviously.
It's not like Alex Reyes, where you'd probably have to give up a legit prospect.
Like Greg Bird. Who, by the way, avoided the cannon.
Yeah, he did. And how?
And how?
Three home runs in one game. Tanya.
Tanya only said one. He provided three.
Exactly. He heard us.
He knows his place.
He listens to our podcast.
Under our heel.
Greg Bird is becoming one of my favorite prospects.
Me you know too. I like him. For obvious Greg reasons.
Oh.
His name?
Yes.
Ah.
I'm a huge fan of Greg's.
Oh, I was thinking Bird.
Oh, well, that too. I mean, the...
You're a huge fan of birds.
Well, that... I like birds.
He's the word.
You know? That's the other obvious reason why his name would be awesome on our roster, but... I like him because he's a Greg. We Greg's got to stick together.
Of course.
But yeah, no, Soriano would sadly be an improvement.
Yep.
That's sad.
It is sad.
As long as the Cubs are taking a lot of the money for next year. And
how long would we have him for, though?
Just next
year. Until the end of next year, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
You realize that's an outfield of Wells, Ichiro.
But if he's not making any money, then he can be on the bench.
Or be cut if he sucks.
Or be cut, yeah.
Same with Wells, too, I guess.
The Yankees don't cut people.
Do they? Yep.
Well, they do.
Got Ben Francisco.
No. Yeah. After how many months?
2 months.
Yeah, but they
that
still
was like
cut.
No months. Basically. That's how long they
that
waited
was forever.
For Randy Wynn. It just felt like forever.
Yeah.
Two months of Ben Francisco was like a season and a half.
Yeah, but the thing was like Randy Wynn wasn't offensive. Ben Francisco was. Offensive.
I think you need to check your memory.
Oh shit!
No.
Randy Wynn was horribly offensive.
No. Randy Wynn just like was. Inconsequential.
No, he was bad.
Didn't exist.
He was like Andrew Jones bad.
I don't even remember him playing.
You're revising history.
Maybe.
Wow. No, you're altering the facts, okay? You're wrong.
I think I'm going back in time and altering what
actually happened. He had more plate appearances than Ben Francisco did.
What?
Yeah. And he's terrible.
I don't even remember him playing.
I don't remember him playing at all. I just remember being like, why isn't Randy Wynn ever playing? And then
you've
he was like,
relieved. Locked him out of your mind because he must played a lot.
What's funny is I had to ask Waffles last night, like, all the third basemen that have played for us this year. And I think we almost forgot Nelson.
Chris Nelson, yeah.
Chris Nelson.
Oh, yeah, he's a person.
He happened.
He has two arms and two legs.
He's the one you're going to miss on the sport quiz.
Chris Boopcheck.
Yep. David Ha.
But where do we put Soriano? DH? Do we just DH him? Do we actually put him in the outfield?
I would put him in the outfield. Well,
he's not really...
I say I would put him in the outfield, but he's pretty
I think
terrible.
Even Wells is a better defensive outfield than Soriano at this point. So.
But Wells playing every day kind of kills him.
Yeah,
he's been better since he's been not.
Yeah, let's not have
day.
Wells play every day. If you have to put Soriano in the outfield, I guess do it. But there should be ways of doing it, especially once Granderson comes back, where you don't need him in the outfield.
I think we're past the point of hoping players come back because look what happens.
Yeah.
Well,
Curtis Granderson doesn't exist until like he's actually on the field and not getting hit by pitches.
No, but really, Wells is probably best suited for a bench role, and Travis Hafner, he needs to leave
yesterday. He's so bad. So bad. And it's not even that he looks like he's close to breaking out of it. Like, he just looks bad.
No, he looks like he's getting worse. If that's possible.
Yeah, he needs to go. I mean, it is a good sign that for the past two nights against right-handers he has sat. So maybe Girardi is finally getting it.
Girardi's finally done with him.
But if he's not cut when they start making 40-man moves, like, something wrong.
Something terribly wrong.
Well, maybe they'll end up cutting Melky Mesa or someone.
Yeah, they just option him.
These are our discussions, folks.
Brett Lillibridge.
Are we cutting?
On our team.
He got that one hit that last game.
Brent Lillibridge is going to get launched into the sun. Eventually, it'll happen.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we should be bringing up David Adams now that Luis Cruz is injured. Actually, I really have no problem with them playing Adams. He was fine defensively, and he's, I mean, Lillibridge or Cruz, or I'm probably forgetting a third baseman.
They're Roberto really, Gonzalez.
Right. Were they really hitting that much better than him?
No. No, they weren't.
I mean, you could, like, fuse them all into one, like, hybrid third baseman, and they'd still be pretty shitty.
Oh.
What is there to say? So.
Other than
my birthday.
Came back that one game.
They won on my birthday, and then they went back to sucking.
All right, done.
Nailed
yeah.
it.
Luis Cruz got hurt. They were good that one time.
Nunez fell.
Nunez fell on his face.
Joe Nathan blew a save.
Andy Pettit blew a game.
Well,
he didn't blow the game as much as the offense did.
Yeah, offense is just inept as heck.
Matt Garza was really good, but also had that one play where he threw the ball to right field on the ground.
Oh, man, that was
amazing.
That
was beautiful.
I wanted Gardner to just take home.
He would have been out, but I think it would have been amusing to have him thrown out. More amusing to have him thrown out at home than score on a Cano single just because the game was lost anyway.
No, because I want Gardner to do good things, not bad things. It's depressing when Gardner does bad things. Like, oh no, he made an error that one time. Oh, Gardner, no. It's sad for him.
That's a very apt reaction.
I love Gardner.
We know.
Do you? Do you?
Yeah. I've heard about it a time or two.
I say we get to the tweet bag.
The bright side is that they're only 3.5 games out. So.
They can still make it.
So.
3.5 games now? So it was 4.
Hmm?
So it was 4. What happened?
No, it's 3.5 tonight.
Oh, boy.
Because the Orioles lost to Kansas City.
Seeing. Exciting.
Yep.
Okay, tweet bag.
Tweet bag.
Go tweet bag.
Aaron Shelby Rose says, Texas fans have been great. What is your worst game experience with opposing fans?
Huh. Interesting question.
Never had a problem. Oh, no, I have. Sorry. There was...
Apology accepted.
I went to a game at Camden Yards. It was a couple years back when the Yankees lost, like, the first two games of the season to the Orioles or something. And, like, the fans around me made a big deal about it because the Orioles were terrible then, and it was like, oh my god, we just won two straight from the Yankees, and they were yelling in my face and screaming at me and just being all around mean.
Oh.
And yeah, and they were like, 2-0! 2-0! And they were like, what are the Yankees? 0-2. And it's like, well,
Well, that's math.
We've only played two games. Like, I mean, it was a type of situation where it was like, you kind of just like, all right, my team lost. Cool. But it's like, it was hurtful. It was mean. And they were like,
do you need a tissue?
Maybe. Like, from, like, 4 or 5 years later. But, like, it was, like, vicious for, like, no reason at all. And it was just like, wow, Orioles fans suck, apparently. And that was my, I think that might have been, like, one of, if not my first game at Camden.
Good times. I got mine, actually. I thought of mine. When I was interning at SMY, I went to Citizen Bank Park, and I was around Phillies fans. It was during a Mets-Phillies game, and this is, you know, I'd never had a Philly cheesesteak before, so I went to the Tony Luke's that was at Citizen Bank Park, and I'm waiting in line, and just to be sure, because I was somewhat sure of what a true Philly cheesesteak was. But I asked, like, you know, just to be sure, I asked these two girls behind me, it's whiz cheese for a true Philly cheesesteak. She's like, yeah, whiz cheese. I was like, thank you. And she just looks at me and is like, you're not from around here, are you? I was like, no. And she's like, you're not a Met fan, are you? I was like, no, I am not. That was probably one of my more scarier experiences with another fan base, because if I had said yes, they might have taken their glass beer bottle and bashed me over the head. Which happened at that game, mind you, earlier, or in the upper deck. I found out about it later on. So that's probably my most troubling experience with another fan base. Otherwise, you know, I sat in the bleachers, so we were kind of dicks back in the day. Anyone else?
I don't really have one.
I've been to several games, but I haven't really had too many problems normally. I've had embarrassing moments at games where, like, Luke Scott hit a game-tying home run against Mariano Rivera at Camden Yards, and that was annoying.
Ugh. Did it hit you in the face?
No, but it hit me in the heart.
Oh.
So you got nothing, Waffles?
No, I don't think I do.
No experience.
Not a bad one, no. Nobody's ever been mean to me at a game.
Oh, must be nice.
Well, aren't we special?
There was an usher at the game on Friday who kept making comments because I was cheering really loud every time Greg Bird hit a home run, and he was getting really annoyed.
Every time Greg Bird hit a home run.
That's three.
Yeah.
Carrying on the tradition of Yankee ushers, I guess.
Well, can you like, you know, give us paint us a picture on what your, you know, celebration was like?
And for the record, I've already painted a picture of this in my head, but please elaborate.
Me too.
I jumped up and down and yelled, "Woo! Greg Bird!" And that was really it.
Picture painted.
Yep.
That's pretty much what I was picturing.
He didn't like it though. He was not impressed. Then he was like, that kid for the Marlins who pitched in the All-Star game, he was here last year, and I was like, I don't care. Good for you.
I don't see him hitting Greg Bird like home runs.
He didn't just hit three home runs.
His name ain't Greg Bird.
So, whatever.
Yeah. Next question.
Who is smarter, Aquad or that Yankees pitching machine?
Smarter?
The humbler.
I think the humbler's smarter. It's self-aware.
We're like contractually obligated to say the humbler because...
The humbler?
No.
The humbler's here?
Yeah. We're going to go with the humbler.
Yeah, humbler.
Matt wants to know, what will the movie of the 2013 Yankee season, what will it be called? And who plays who?
What?
DL.
Setback.
Roster baiting. That's my name. We need to cast a good villain as A-Rod.
Everyone plays themselves.
Boo.
Or everyone plays a different role. A-Rod is played by Curtis Granderson.
No, we need someone, like, good at villainy. Oh, it's a shame Dennis Farina died.
Curtis Granderson.
He's a bad guy.
He's a bad guy. C.C. Sabathia would be played by Phil Hughes.
No, Chris Sale is going to play C.C. Sabathia.
Can we just have Chris Sale... Just have him?
Can Dennis Hopper play A-Rod?
Unfortunately, he is dead.
He's
Dennis
dead.
Hopper, really?
No. He's also King Koopa.
That's the point.
Yeah,
Dennis Hopper. He died like several years ago.
Jerk.
Jerk. So insensitive. How could you not know that King Koopa died?
Oh, it was only 2010. It wasn't that long ago.
That was 3 years.
That was years ago.
Okay, alright.
Next question.
I'm sorry, continue.
Next question is actually a series of questions.
Oh, we're on that one. Nice.
What is the ceiling for J.R. Murphy, and when do you envision a call-up?
I would say even before, you know, September. At the rate we're going, they'll probably give him a chance. I would say probably after all the trade stuff is done with.
I'm just not sure. Sure that they will give him a chance. I thought they might, but just from the comments that they seem to be saying that they like what he's doing in Scranton and that he has a shot in 2014, but not really mentioning 2013, it doesn't really seem like they will. And I'm not even sure if they'll even give him a September call-up because he's not on the 40 either. So maybe they'll do that, but I think he could be called up this year, but I don't think they will.
I think that he could be called up in September, but I'm going to guess that he won't be unless Cervelli can't come back, because I think if Cervelli comes back, they will go with him and Stewart.
That's true, yeah. Because they will want a third catcher, because they do like to do that.
Well, yeah, in September they'll have a third one, but I assume that will be Roman.
Yeah, but like if Cervelli is still out, which, you know, who knows at this point. Or if he's suspended, too.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Yeah, that's also true. But yeah, I don't see it happening unless he is suspended or dead.
Like Dennis Hopper, you monster, Andrew.
As far as his ceiling goes, I don't know. I think he could be a solid major leaguer, if not a super exciting one. If he can reproduce his results from this season, I will have more faith. But this is really the first time since Low A that he's hit like this. So, okay. Maybe. Maybe not.
Bunch of maybes this year. That might be the title for 2013 Yankees movie. Maybe.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of any kind of catcher comp, but it's, I don't know. He's only starting to come into his own this year, both on defense and offense. So it's hard to really tell where his true talent lies.
Yeah.
I think he's always probably going to be a better hitter than he is a defender, but not, like, overly so.
Like, is he having a breakout season that he's going to be able to continue, or is this kind of like an aberration? Kind of hard to tell right now.
Yeah, I don't know. Not looking at any numbers, just off the top of my head, making this up, I'm going to say Alex Avila.
You know, that's not bad.
Kind of thing.
Yeah, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
He had that one really good year, like 2011, I think.
Yeah, he was an all-star then.
So I think that, you know, he's decent with the bat. He's, you know, he's not necessarily a liability, but he's not great. And he gives you solid defense or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Next.
I'm going Next to skip question. Around some because
Ask
I can.
A question, puny human.
What type of contract will Cano sign at the end of the season, and with which team?
Okay, first we'll just answer the second question first. He is going to be a Yankee. Let's not kid ourselves.
I'd be pretty stunned.
But if you do it mathematically, I'm saying 99% sure he's a Yankee.
There's some doubt.
There's always the possibility, but I really think I think he'll be in pinstripes because we've clearly seen what's going on right now with everything. A-Rod, Jeter's injuries, and
true.
They need a superstar, and he's their superstar. Plus, you know, Pedroia just got his extension, so that takes one of the few teams that could possibly afford him right out of the picture. So it's going to be the Yankees, and I don't know. I don't know. 8 years, 150 mil, something like that.
Like, you know, people are talking about, like, you know, $200 million contract or whatnot for 10 years or whatever. And Pedroia just signs this extension for, like, 7 or 8 years and $100 million. Like, I feel like, you know, they're very equal in their production.
I would say the only thing Cano has over him in that regard is health.
Yeah.
He doesn't play in a doubles field, but
exactly.
It's a very team friendly exactly. deal for the but Red like, Sox too. That Pedroia.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It was a great deal yeah. for them. It worked out for everyone involved. It's the kind of deal you really wish Cano would do. And the Yankees would do.
And he's not going to.
No, they're not going to. I'm saying you wish it would happen.
Oh yeah. Like that would I like that deal. It would just be like, oh, please sign that, please. Oh,
I would flip if Cano signed that kind of extension. I would flip out. I would fly to all of your houses and kiss you on the lips. That's how excited I would be.
I think I would accept even like 150 million, as long as it's like 8 years.
Yeah, no. If 150 million, 7 years, sold. Do it now. Do it right now.
Do it now before he changes his mind. Quickly.
I think it's going to cost more than that. I think
I've resigned myself to
at least eight years, 180, and it might even hit 200.
I don't know. He's...
As I said, if it's 8 years, I'm not going to be too upset. If it's 10, yeah,
If it's 10, I'll probably cry.
Yeah, if it's 10, we're going to weep on this podcast.
Yeah, because 10 is
Come on, 41-year-old Robbie. Let's go.
Yeah. Oh no.
Also,
this game is
not
so easy anymore.
A thing they need to not do is give him an opt out clause because enough of that. Because it'd be like, yeah, you know, he signs this $100 million contract, and it's like, but he also has an opt out clause after the third year.
Like the CC deal.
If he doesn't like New York, it's like, oh yeah, let's just shoot ourselves in the foot.
Anyone else? Predictions? Deal predictions?
I'm thinking 8 years. Minimum.
How much money?
I think somewhere in the 180 and upward range, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Next question. This is depressing. Yeah.
Next question. Within the next 50 years, will the Yankees ever have the number one overall pick in the MLB draft?
Oof. Maybe.
It's possible. But, I mean, it's hard to imagine that this amount of success they've had lasts forever. something has to give. Who knows? I mean, we could be seeing it now. It could be 20 years down the line before we see it. It could not happen. They could continue to do it, but you'd like to imagine other teams are going to get better, even the Blue Jays. So it's possible, but it's just so hard to imagine with the complete run of success they've had.
Well, look at the team now. Like, they have, like, the team now. Imagine if Cano got hurt.
Like, I still don't think they would get the number one.
No, but I'm saying, like, how close would they be? How close would they get? You know,
well,
like,
I guess what I'm saying is, look how bad the team is now.
Yes.
Imagine it without Cano. Exactly. I still don't think that they're the number one pick.
Sure.
So how bad would it have to be?
How bad would they have to be? Gardner would have to be gone.
Like, Arota.
The bullpen would have to be terrible. A lot would have to go bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's such a 50 years is such a large span of time that the draft hasn't even been going on for 50 years.
Like, yeah.
Who knows if you'll just, like, hatch prospects by that time.
We could be in Blurnsboro territory.
Oh.
Just, like, pick up an egg in the, like, commissioner's office and wait for it to hatch and find out what you get.
Which essentially turns baseball into Pokemon.
Yeah.
But I want a Charmander batting for me.
No.
Use.
We didn't get one.
Use. Home run swing.
No.
It's not very effective.
Charge the mound. Tackle attack.
Flamethrower.
Growl.
Okay, you've lost me. Like, for sure.
Poor Waffles.
Okay. The most underrated prospect in the Yankee system that can crack the bigs and perform well, and why?
Greg Bird! Greg Bird, because he's awesome.
Because I love him.
Yes, Greg Bird, I'll agree.
3 home runs.
Greg Bird is a man, and he's 20.
And his name is Greg.
And he should be in high A.
I'm going to say now, Manny Banuelos, because he's sort of fallen off the radar. And
ooh,
I think that he can come back next
season. Did you just boo him?
Yeah. I booed his choice, not Manny Banuelos.
Okay.
Well, I didn't want to give consensus on Greg Bird.
He deserves consensus.
He will know.
He will know. He's not getting...
Well, he looks like your friend's dad, basically.
Those eyebrows, they, like, double back at the end.
Greg Bird.
But he's still awesome.
Yes. I'm not denying that.
But Man Ban is a good one. I mean, if you want to keep going with kind of underrated ones, I would say, like...
Gary Sanchez.
He's not very underrated.
I know, I'm being silly.
Ramon Flores, a little bit.
Maybe.
DePaul,
well, it
maybe?
Did say perform well. I don't think DePaul is that underrated.
I think.
Ramon Flores
Greg
hasn't
Bird?
Really had a good year.
No, he really hasn't.
No one really has, except for Greg Bird.
I'm a double A.
Double Ooh. A, maybe oh. Tom Conley. He
Tom
might have
Conley has
a
like
future
all
as
the
like.
Walks.
Oh yeah, but I mean, he could maybe be in the pen.
Danny
to
Barrow.
The pen.
Well, he's already in the pen.
To the other pen.
Maybe Dylan Betances can be a closer.
Dylan Betances.
Yeah.
Francisco Rondon. He's been good ever since he got DFA'd. Because he was terrible. And like halfway through May, he was DFA'd. And then, like, when he came back to the Yankees, he was, like, he's, like, unhittable.
Unhittable. Well,
probably not unhittable, but he's been really good. So I'm really thinking that he might be on the radar to replace, like, Boone Logan when he leaves after this year.
Waffles, do you still hate Boone Logan?
I am indifferent to Boone Logan.
That's a step up, because I remember you had vile hatred for that man.
I don't know, maybe that's a step down. Like, he just doesn't, like, care about
care.
His
name. I mean,
he has like really good ERA, but it always seems like he gives up inherited runners.
Really big.
And of course, lefties are hitting him well this year, and I think they were last year too. So
that's like the opposite of clutch, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like you have clutch. One job and you're not.
So he's not like he's not bad. He's just
not good.
He's
very bad. He's Boone Logan, exactly.
All right, more questions.
Okay.
Beat us.
Did the Yankees make the playoffs this season?
Yes.
No.
Don't leave me hanging, Waffles. Come on.
I will say yes.
That's my girl.
It's basically the same thing we asked last week, except without places.
Okay, and I will fully admit that I'm not even going to try to tackle predicting the 2015 starting lineup and rotation because...
No.
Whoa, what? Greg Bird.
Greg Bird. All 9 positions and all 5 pitching positions. Done.
Also managing.
They're renaming it the New York Greg Birds.
Greg Bird Stadium, everybody.
Welcome to Greg Bird Stadium.
The New York eyebrows. Okay. You were a baseball player, would you use banned substances that you felt enhanced your performance?
Absolutely. Wholeheartedly, I would. Again, look at Ryan Braun. Look what it got him. And all, I said all he has to really deal with is the vitriol of Buster Olney and a fan base while he pretty much laughs to the bank.
Where's your integrity?
Lying under the huge pile of money I'm making.
I would probably not, because I have a large phobia of needles.
You could probably put it in your milkshakes, though.
I'm not injecting myself in anything.
David Ortiz did.
Well, Ken Rosenthal doesn't hate David Ortiz as much because he's a likable guy.
No, because he didn't admit it.
Oh, yeah, because he didn't admit it, but A-Rod had the audacity to admit that he did something wrong. So he is a villain, but David Ortiz has gone on denying it, so he's a better person.
Andrew, right. Steroids?
I was terrified for a moment because I thought it stopped recording, but it did not.
Maybe you should give it some steroids.
Boost its performance.
I would
the humbler on steroids.
I would probably not do steroids just because, I mean, it's really crappy stuff that it does to you. So, I mean, I definitely understand the temptation though. So, especially for all these like fringe minor leaguers that are like trying to get to the big leagues, and this might be the only chance. And considering how large the major league minimum is. Like even if you're just in the majors on the minimum for a couple of years, you're pretty much set. So I don't judge these players.
Yeah, that's high 6 figures.
Yeah. So I don't think I would do it, but I mean I don't know. I'm not in their psyche. So
Waffles.
Well, as me, I would say no, because
your
I
girl,
would look ridiculous
play.
If I had, like, Barry Bonds' head. if I were some middling prospect trying to make my way to the majors, and somebody was like, hey, this can get you there, I can't say that I would be tempted. I mean, I'd like to think that I wouldn't, because, I have this, like, phobia my entire life of, like, getting caught doing something wrong. Like,
oh no!
But you're recording this podcast. You're already doing something wrong.
No, but I mean, like getting in trouble in school was always like my biggest fear.
Oh no!
And so, like, I was never able to like be sneaky and all of that. So I would say that I wouldn't do it, but I would definitely like understand the temptation.
So if someone messaged you on Twitter and was like, "Hey, are you on steroids?" You'd be like, "Yes." I'm sorry.
No, I wouldn't. No. I'm saying, like, if I had to do, like, a drug test and I knew I was on steroids, I would probably just be like, I did it.
I'm sorry.
We have to continue.
I think my favorite part, I think my favorite part about how she described it going down was literally like a drug deal. Hey, you want to be on the major league roster, don't you? Look what I've gotten here. That's right. The roids. All of the kids are doing it.
But I probably wouldn't do it just because I have, like, an enormous fear of getting caught doing something wrong. And that would probably take over.
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, besides my saying, like, there's no reason not to, considering the money you're making, I don't like drama. Like, I hate drama. So I would probably, you know, I'd probably not do it. Just
yeah,
to
you'd have to, like, answer questions, like,
yeah,
from then on.
I mean,
about it.
That's one thing about the A-Rod thing, and this is where I, you know, part of me feels for him, but part of me doesn't, because, again, the immense amount of money he makes and the fact that he did in the first place. But to deal with that many questions, that, like, having absolutely zero private life at all, where you're going to a poker game and it gets scrutinized, and then you have to answer questions about it, and then your teammates have to answer questions about it, I would probably just not do it just to avoid that, because I hate drama. Like, I like watching drama, but I don't like being a part of it.
Another reason I don't think I would do it is because I have very, like, thin skin, and if I did steroids and got caught, and people on Twitter were like, "You monster!" I'd be like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't mean to."
I thought you meant literal thin skin. So I didn't know where you were going with that.
No, I just have a lot of feels, okay?
All feels.
Just have a lot of feels.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, everyone.
Yeah, that would be me.
Alright. Questions?
Okay, last question. What will happen to A-Rod?
In what?
$1 million question.
I really don't know. I think no one can answer that question at this point.
Well, they're asking you to speculate.
I think he's going to get suspended.
For how long?
The rest of the season, at least. Similar to Braun, but I don't know. It could be worse.
That's my point. I mean, originally I think we all thought he was probably going to be suspended most likely for the season on Monday. And then now Tuesday, we're calling for lifetime bans, and we've got far more evidence on him than we ever did Braun, and shit's about to go down. Get in the bunkers. So
get in those bunkers.
Get in the bunkers. So I really don't know at this point what's going to happen. It's pure cluster bunting.
I think it really could be anywhere between 5 games to 500 games.
5 games. That would be, like, the most hilarious thing.
5-game suspension?
Ever.
Take that, like, A-Rod.
Got him.
Like, can you imagine the build-up, like, announcing A-Rod suspension at 5, and they're like, we've suspended Alex Rodriguez for 5 games.
Can you imagine the fan posts? Oh, my God.
Well, the thing about it is, like, they specified that, like, if it's a non-analytical positive, like, I guess if they have enough evidence, like, mm-hmm. It wouldn't, they would be able to punish them, you know, in some other context besides the 50 and the 100. Mm-hmm. I thought it was going to be less because they didn't have a positive ID. I thought it would be like, oh, they can only, you know, do it for 25 games or, you know, whatever.
I think it depends on how much they have against you.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't think that they could just kind of determine whatever they wanted.
Like, Cervelli might get, like, you know, 20 games or something. He could get less than 50. I don't know what they have against him. It was just like, you know, his name has only been mentioned the once. But I feel like for the people who, like Braun and A-Rod mainly, I feel like they had no shot at having less than 50.
Andrew?
I think that
Buddy?
They're going to, first of all, they're going to say, we're going to ban A-Rod for life, and then they'll fight it. Like, the A-Rod and his arbiter will sue or whatever. They'll work it out. And then eventually, I think he'll have to miss maybe 100 games? Yeah, let's say 100 games. I have no idea.
But you think they'll announce a lifetime ban?
Yeah, yeah, because I think that they want to make it look like, ah, we're sending a message, lifetime ban, A-Rod, and then he has to be, like, again, the bad guy fighting the lifetime ban, so.
Can we shut down the site that day?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like, just turn comments off.
We should probably actually just, like, erase the blog. Just get rid of it. Don't even publish this.
I think the saddest part is that, like, the last podcast, we would have called Andrew's prediction crazy talk.
Yeah, we would have said it was
We would
conspiracy.
Have fired him off of this podcast and possibly into the sun.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's quite possible that might happen.
I mean, would you be surprised? I wouldn't.
No, not
I
at
mean,
this point,
honestly,
no.
They could announce anywhere from, I would say 5, but 5 would shock me. They could announce anywhere from 50 games to lifetime. And I would just kind of be like, makes sense.
Time to write those posts.
Sounds about right. Dispatch the posts. Because none of it would surprise me at this point, I don't think.
What would surprise you? On
5
the high
games.
Side?
5 games.
Well, okay, besides 5 games. What
on the high
surprise?
Side? A lifetime ban would surprise me, but it wouldn't. It would surprise me because of
The extremity
of it, not because, like, I think it's not going to happen. I think it very well could happen. Because, like, you know, they're clearly making it up as they go along. So
absolutely.
There's no precedent for any of this. So I'm not going to say, like, oh, it can't happen. Because
it can.
It wouldn't shock me for it to be happening, but it would shock me just, like, if that went out, like, if that happened and that was carried out, I would be pretty shocked. But not because it happened, because I think it very well could.
I think that's enough tweet bagging for tonight.
Probably so.
Quick Yankee Mitre of the week.
Oh gosh, I forgot.
Oh, I've got mine.
Yankee of the week, Brett Gardner.
That's mine, so he will be my Yankee of the week.
I haven't, like, watched a game all week.
A-Rod?
A-Rod is my Yankee of the week.
All right.
Mo, 2 saves.
Okay.
Solid choice.
Mitre.
It's going to be
sad. Who's your Mitre?
A-Rod.
He has the same Yankee.
I mean,
energy.
That is kind of fitting. So.
Yeah.
Pretty much at this point, pretty much.
Uh-huh.
I'll go with Hafner for mine.
Oh. Overbay.
Overbay's been pretty over.
Left an army on base.
He left 9 men on base on Sunday.
Yeah. That's poor.
Piss poor.
Yeah.
That's a minus.
Alright.
Analysis.
Analysis.
Andrew.
There's just so many options, it's terrible.
Luis Cruz for getting injured.
Nah, too easy. We'll go with Vernon Wells. Yeah, he's probably sucking. Somewhere.
Actually, I think he's doing okay.
He's probably sucking. I'm not even going to look at anything and say he's probably sucking.
Matt, that's our title for the 2013 Yankees movie. He's probably sucking.
Can somebody just say Jawa to make me feel better? Because I hate
him. Yeah, that guy. Jawa
hasn't even really pitched.
No, but he did give up that, like, rocket that Gardner had to cross an ocean for.
But he got a win.
Magnificently, majestically dive for.
He got a win. People.
Well, okay.
He won a game.
I'm sorry, Jason.
So he's good. It proves he's good. Gotta win, guys.
You could say CeCe. He gave up 7 runs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, actually, yeah. I mean, CeCe basically described himself as the nature of the week. After the game, he's like, I suck.
Well,
that's the very definition of Mitre of the week.
I thought you meant he would say, like, I'm kind of pitching like Sergio Mitre now.
That would be awesome. He would get my Yankee of the week if he said that out loud.
I think I'm really Mitre-ing it up this week, guys. Sorry.
Sorry that I've turned into Sergio Mitre.
The more Sergio Mitre is sitting at home, he's like, hey.
Feel you, bro.
He's street fighting somewhere.
Don't worry, man. I know.
I got you.
This has been a show.
You have to give Andrew his Starling call.
That's right, because it was the one game the Yankees have beat Texas so far. It has been Andrew's birthday. Yeah. So, swung on. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Oh, he hit that like he earns it. Andrew knocks one out of the park.
Well done. My hand does not provide much material, so that's good. I like it.
He hits it like he earns it.
Not quite. Farron chucks one out, but... That was the best.
That was a good one. Alright, so that's it for us tonight. Today, whenever you hear this, I don't care. Said, feel free to follow us on Twitter, tweetbag us your questions, both on Twitter and on the site. Our Twitter account is Pinstripe Bible. That's Pinstripe without the D, because we are D-less. Also, subscribe to us on iTunes. There's no D in that. So, for Tanya, Andrew, and Jason, I'm Greg Kirkland saying, find RD and drops mic. We're done.